Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Today is Veterans Day. Many of you have the day off of work or school, and maybe a good idea to just think a little bit about the reason why you have the day off. Joining us is Mark Sunlove. He's the managing director at Soldiers Memorial, our neighbor just right across the street here from KMOX Radio. And for people who haven't been yet to Soldiers Memorial or been since the amazing renovations and upgrades there, today would be a good day, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be open today, Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. More than encourage folks to come out. Our core exhibition, St. Louis in Service, looks at St. Louis, St. Louisans, and how we've served and contributed to the military from the Revolutionary War all the way through today. It's an outstanding look at military history, but really St. Louis history. And then our special exhibition, the Ghost Army, the Combat Con Artists of World War II, will be open as well. It's an interesting, fascinating look at deception that was used by the U.S. Army during World War II, especially in France, following the Normandy invasions.
So for people who have been to Soldiers Memorial, they may still not have seen the Ghost Army exhibit. And even people, I think, Mark, who are maybe World War II or world history buffs may not know the story behind this, because this was all classified information until fairly recently, right?
Yeah, the story wasn't declassified until 1996. So, you know, as World War II ended, you know, we started building our collective, our shared understanding and history of that war, and the Ghost Army was largely omitted from that because it was classified. And so it's this really fascinating look at another layer, another depth of how the U.S. liberated Europe in World War II and following the Normandy invasion. The Ghost Army was a unit of about 1,100 men who could simulate two full-sized army divisions, so approximately 30,000 soldiers, which meant, you know, it kept Germans kind of confused as to where our actual fighting forces were, which was critical at it in a number of moments as we made our way across France. So, yeah, it's a fascinating story.
It really is. I hadn't heard of it before, and the documentary I saw at Soldiers Memorial was just amazing. For people who are just kind of waking up this morning, Mark, and thinking, oh, it's Veterans Day, let's head downtown for the parade. The parade was Saturday, so no parade today. But talk about maybe some of the special things that will be happening at Soldiers Memorial for Veterans Day.
Yeah, so the event that we have is the Alliance Française comes to Soldiers Memorial every year for Veterans Day, and they've been doing this for over 50 years. And you know, Veterans Day started as Armistice Day in 1919, the year after the end of World War One. You know, the infamous 11th day, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month is how we end up with November 11th as Armistice Day. And then over the decades, that kind of transforms into what we now know as Veterans Day. However, for the French, and especially for Europe, you know, the day has a really deep and a somber meaning. You know, Veterans Day in the U.S. is a great time to kind of celebrate and honor our veterans, but it doesn't carry the heavy weight of like Memorial Day when we honor those we've lost in service. However, for the French and for Europe, you know, those connections to the end of World War One are still very deep. So they'll be coming at 11 a.m. On this morning, November 11th, to lay a wreath at the World War One Memorial and make a small presentation. And that's it's a special moment. And like I said, they've been doing it rain or shine or snow or sleet for over 50 years now. So it's quite a special moment at Soldiers Memorial.
All right. And that is going on today, as well as just being able to go through the entire Soldiers Memorial Military Museum. A great thing to do if you've got the day off. Mark Sunlove is the managing director there. Of course, it's all part of the Missouri Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I appreciate the time and the effort to get out the word on Veterans Day.